Brothers and sisters, the enemies that are fighting you, most of them are not visible. To the most part. The things that are stopping your light to shine are what we call the forces of darkness. And what does darkness do? Darkness specializes in making things to look dark and you don't see. Arise and shine, your light has come. Behold, darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness is over the people. Thick darkness is over the people. I never forget the day my spiritual father said, some demons specialize in causing a man to look like a woman. It was a revelation for my life. Remember, the Bible says Satan disguises himself. So he has the capacity to disguise things, to make them look what they are not. There are men that are looking for a wife, but every time other women see you, they see a woman. Satan has made you to look like a woman. So women are not interested in you. And there are some women that Satan has disguised as men. Like when a man looks at you, he sees mustache. Mercy. He sees mustache. He runs away from you. And you don't know what people are seeing in the realm of the spirit when they look at you. There are some people that are so broke, but Satan makes them look rich. Like when they walk, people think this guy doesn't need anything in his life. So people never call you, people never help you, because I agree you have money. Yeah, he makes you look a very rich man, hands on the pocket, walking like Trump, Donald Trump. No, you just. Any veil Satan has placed on you, I remove it in the name of Jesus. How do you break satanic veils? Prayer. The Bible says, this kind goeth not except through prayer and fasting. There are certain things that will never leave your life, no matter how educated you are, until you enter the dimension of prayer and fasting. There are certain things. Let me tell you something. Satan is not intimidated by your PhD. In fact, he was among the people who gave it to you. He was that day, he greeted you. Yeah. Take. The only thing that breaks darkness is light. And you need to learn to gather your stones and set fire. Am I communicating? Can I remind you, you are in Africa. In Africa, we don't say magic. We say black magic. It's not just magic again. It's black magic. So you must understand what you are dealing with. But Jesus Christ, his blood also touched the ground of Africa. Therefore, every cage that has imprisoned anybody here who is under the sound of my voice, I decree your freedom now. Activate your prayer altar. Some of you that are sleeping on Friday when we are praying, you are making the biggest mistake of your life. Some of you that don't have a prayer life at all. Look at Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. You see, brighter and brighter. You mount up. Waiting on the Lord has got to do with prayer. They shall mount up. People that wait on God are not low. They are up. Above the challenge. They don't say things like under the circumstances. They are never under the circumstances. They are above the circumstances. As an eagle. You will never find an eagle walking on your yard. Never. They shall run and not be weary. Oh, many people started running. But right now, they are deflated and depleted. Because they broke the prayer altar. They became philosophers and economics. Huh? They don't pray. Show me where your life will go without prayer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this world. His very coming was ushered by prayer. A woman who prayed, a prophetess Anna, who prayed in the temple for years before his arrival. And after he's born, have you seen something being born without the help of a man? It's the product of prayer. Jesus doesn't have a biological father. How did he come here? The prayers brought him here. Then when he started, prayer all the way. Before he does anything, 40 days of prayer and fasting. Then the Bible talks about as it was his habit to go early in the morning to pray. On the cross, Jesus is still praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Show me a prayed life. I will show you a winning life. Many Christians don't pray. And they wonder why they are not moving. And they wonder why they are no more shining. Well, when you don't pray, you have opened the doors of darkness to come and make everything look blurry. Never forgot the day I sent my passport in Gabon, applying for a license to come to South Africa because we didn't have the South African embassy in Cameroon back then. 4 passports were sent. 3 returned. Mine got lost. And the man tells me, this has never happened before. I don't know why. Every passport came back except yours. Do you know some of the CVs you have placed in places have disappeared? You are waiting for a call. There will never be a call because there's no CV. The CV has been taken. You think all it takes is to place a CV for you to get a job? It takes more than that, my friend. It takes far more than that. Do you know how many people have been putting CVs around? A man cannot receive anything unless it is given to him from heaven. A man cannot receive anything. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Doesn't come from the boardroom, sir. So you are wasting your time. Some of you spend the whole day fixing the font on your CV. Then you change the font and say, maybe this font is not nice. Oh, there's a new font. Then you remove personal details here. Then you put professional details there. You are wasting your time, my friend. Enter your room. Close the door. Begin the work. Kapasote prekata kapala sukata kapalada. Epreka sokate kapalade kapasukata kapalada. I don't want you to clap. I want you to pray. Yeah. Neglect prayer at your own risk. Yeah.
Matthew 17, verse 21.
However, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. So as long as you are not praying and fasting, there are certain kinds that are there. And they will not move. They will never move. And Barcelona of these days, they lack Dijo. Yeah. Especially the young ones. Sparklo. Mohodu. Pap. Runaways. You should see the things that are taking us away from fasting. It's not even prawns. You know? It's not stuff that could even like stimulate you. It's runaways. Chak, 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 chak. Pap! The moment the stomach says, hurry, 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 I say, hurry, hurry. I see you fasting in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me here next week, Friday. Come for prayer. Pray yourself out of joblessness. Pray, I remember, I could, you know, I've said my testimony many times. Father, give me grace to get into prayer. Father, give me grace. Begin to pray that. Father, give me grace for prayer. I want to become a praying person. I don't want to be a talker. Father, give me grace to enter into prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now, everybody. Six. A closed mouth. A broken altar is five. A closed mouth. Why is the light of certain people not shining? Their mouth is closed. Brothers and sisters, I have said it many times and I'm going to say it again. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Because God designed you like himself. The power of life and death is in your tongue. What you say is what you get. What you say. Many of us are stuck because of what we are saying. Or what we are not saying. Do you know that power is inside this thing you call your mouth? This thing is loaded with power. Some believers are too quiet to speak. Oh, they are too dignified, you know. Oh, they don't talk things they don't understand. And when you get stuck, there is a dimension you pray. I've told you that one. But there's another dimension you don't pray. You say. You speak. You have to learn to speak to the mountain. If anyone says to this mountain, and he speaks specifically, be lifted up, instruction number one, and thrown into the sea, instruction number two. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done. Listen, you can move a mountain by going to get caterpillars and bulldozers. Wasting your whole money will take about 3 or 4 years. Or you can speak. Praise he the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his right. Listen, this is the thing I say every morning. Wealth and riches are in my house. When I was declaring this, I was broke like a mouse from somewhere in a place. But every morning, wealth and riches are in my house. My righteousness endures forever. Verse 4. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Light is rising in my darkness. Joblessness is darkness. But the Bible says, unto the upright, light is rising in the darkness. So I will declare, light is rising in my darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. 5. A good man shows favor and lended. He will guide his affairs with discretion. I'm a good man. I lend. I don't borrow. I guard my affairs with discretion. I'm a discreet man. I'm a wise man. I don't throw my information out of the window. I'm discreet. 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Verse 7. He shall not be afraid. Give it to me in another version. I want to show you something here. The next one, 7. He will not have fear of bad news. Do you know how many of us are scared of bad news all the time? I kept declaring, I will never be afraid of bad news. Bad news are not coming in my house. I refuse every bad news. Do you see how powerful the word of God is? My heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Verse 8. My heart is secured. I will have no fear. In the end, I will look in triumph on my foes. Man, when it's all said and done, I will be on top of my enemies. This is what I used to recite in Mokwase Zone 2, Kwena Drive. Every morning, Psalm 92, Psalm 112. And I also used to recite Psalm 27. Every day. I started reciting them so much. Some of them are like a part of me. And one blessed morning, Sunday morning, I went to church. I played my piano. Yeah, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When evil men come against me, I think that's verse 2. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foe attack me, they will stumble and fall. Imagine this is what you declare. You speak these words. When evil men come against me, they will stumble and fall. You are saying the word of God. And you know our enemies. Sickness is an enemy. Disease is an enemy. Joblessness is an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. And you are declaring they will stumble and fall. And the word of God goes and starts chasing those enemies one by one. And start taking them down. Your words. Speak the word. Speak the word. Any of you that will care to apply this key, out of any problem you have, whatever you're trusting God for, find the Psalms that address it. Every morning, you don't know how to pray, no problem, pray the Psalms. Recite them out loud. After some time, you will come and tell me, Pastor, something is taking place. Pastor, something is happening. The first thing that will change is your dreams. Yeah. Because most of your dreams are not just fallacies. Actually, some of your dreams are what is going on. Do you understand me? So once your dreams start changing, people are no more sleeping with you. People are no more fighting you, chasing you with knives. When those things start leaving you, you know you are in a certain direction now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 7, we are closing. Which number are you on? It's 7, right? Lack of adaptability. Why is your light not shining? Maybe you don't know how to adapt to new realities. You don't know how to adapt. You were shining. Now you stop shining. And sometimes it's because you don't know how to adapt. Are you blessed? What do I mean? Some of us only know how to shine when there is money in the house.
Rich.
The moment there is no more money, the shining goes out of the window. Some of us can only shine as long as Daddy and Mommy are around. Take Daddy away, take Mommy away, the shining goes out of the window. They cannot adapt to a new reality. Some of us can only shine in Lidak, local champion. They know all the streets and short corners of Lidak. They enter here. Hey, before you know, they're coming out of there. They have mastered all the witch and wizards of Lidak. They understand all the nyangas and everybody. But move them from Lidak just to Sansad village. All the shining has gone. Local champion. Ask your neighbor, are you a local champion? Adaptability. Can you adapt to a change of environment and continue shining? Can you adapt to a change of circumstances and continue shining? Are you able to break through what has come on you and continue moving? This is my son, stand up. We knew him shining a few years ago. And he could stand here on stage and preach powerfully. And it was so powerful. I used to be so blessed. But we all know what happened last year. And what it brought. The question is, are you going to still shine? Or the moment the circumstances change a little bit, you are gone. My son got involved in a car accident. He lost one eye. If you didn't know. But if he doesn't tell you, you will never know. Why? Because he never allowed that circumstance to cause him to die. He adapted himself to the new reality that was around him. And he said, whether you like it or not, I am back on stage. And this morning, he took offering on this stage. This morning, the same stage he used to climb on. Can you adapt? Can you adapt when things change? Could it be the reason why nothing is working in your life today? Because things have changed and you didn't change. You didn't change. You want to remain the same person. Yes, there was a job before. Today there is no job. Are you going to die because there is no job? I'm asking you, is your life now going to end because there is no more job? Can you adapt? Can you adapt to a situation of no job and continue shining? Oh, that's going to be your grave forever. There are some people, I heard a woman say to me, my job is my life. Then I said to myself, if your job is your life, it means the moment you lose that job, your life is finished. My job is my life. My job can never be my life. God is my life. My job can never be my life. Never. 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 But there are some people, the moment you remove two things out, they can't adapt. They can't adapt. They are finished. They are finished. Do you know why we don't have dinosaurs on earth today? They couldn't adapt to the change. Do you know why we still have crocodiles? They adapted. Crocodiles can live in the water. But if the water is no more okay, they're able to leave the water and they'll walk here. They can move around. They have adapted in both environments. Paul says, I have learned to live with plenty and I have learned to live with lack. I know how to have, and I know also how to not have. I can be broke, and I will survive. And I can have, and I will still survive. Some people, the moment you give them, they die. They are finished. Like, they can't handle abundance. Just like some people cannot handle lack, other people cannot handle abundance. You want to kill them, give them money. They cannot adapt to riches and wealth. You want to get her out of the church? Just give her a small boyfriend. She cannot adapt to that reality and still continue worshiping God. Your ability to adapt to changes of environments. Brothers and sisters, let me end by telling you something. This life is full of changes and surprises. You go to bed, you wake up the next morning, something has changed. Something has changed. You cannot stop change, but you can change and adapt to the change. My mother woke up one morning and they got a phone call. Your husband is dead. Car accident. Dead. Did she pray for it? It's here now. What are you going to do? Can you adapt? Can you come out of that shock and trauma and quickly say to yourself, look, we gotta continue moving. We got to continue moving. I know he passed away, but he wouldn't like me to stay sleeping in the bed. We got to continue moving. I got to rise. I got to move. I got to move. I got to move. Can you adapt? Or you are deflated already? Just because a few things have changed, you can't handle it. The people that are going to make a difference in this world are people who can adapt. Give me a job, I will still praise God. Take the job away, you'll be surprised. I'll praise him more. I'll praise him so much more that he will say, no, get the job back. Give it to me. Let me have it back. Can you adapt? Or you are the type of person that the moment they touch there, your light is gone. Never to come back. No. I said never. Never. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I give you the scripture? Philippians 4 verse 12. I know we are out of time, but this is blessing you. Amen. I know both how to have a little and I know how to have a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content. Whether well fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. I don't allow any circumstance to kill me. I know how to survive all of them. Throw me in the water, I will swim. Amen. Throw me in the sky, I will fly. Throw me on the ground, I will jump, I will run, I will crawl. Whatever I have to do, I will do it, but I will never get stuck. Throw me in the mud, I will slide. You think I will get stuck? I will slide. I will not stuck, I will slide. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. One who watches the wind will never sow. And the one who looks for the clouds will never reap. It means if you are waiting for perfect conditions, you will never do anything in this life. My last adversary I'm giving you this morning. Why are some people never shining? Lack of skill. Lack of skill. They can pray. They can fast. They can confess. But they are not skilled. They don't know the job. They don't know the job. They are a jack of all trades, master of none. There is nothing they can do perfectly. Nothing. Lack of skill. This is one, by far one of the number one reasons why people don't rise in Africa. Talented, but skillless. They can dance, brother. They can sing, but they lack the skill. So they don't sing for long. Many believers think that being spiritual means you don't need to be skillful. Or if I can pray and fast, pastor, the job will come. Yes, prayer will get the Savior out of the darkness. Prayer will bring the Savior on top of the people. And the people will call you. But once you enter the job, another thing has to kick in. Your skill. Your skill. Are you skillful? Or you are trying to try? Pastor, I just try. When will you do it? You are always trying. Huh? Look at our roads, because we are always trying. Now look at our roads. Look at our houses. We are competing with chimpanzees and baboons. Yeah. You know, I heard that there is a man who said, when you enter a plane and you are told that the pilot is a black man, if you are praying, add fasting to the prayer you are doing. Why must it be like that? Why is it that the moment our color appears, hey, people start thinking twice now? It's not your color. It's the skill. Do you have the skill? Our young people are studying to pass exams, not studying to acquire skill. Most of them are studying just to pass matric. That's why after they pass matric, they don't know what to do. They sit at home. There is nothing they can do because they were never studying to acquire skill. I hope Jesus is calling you because you... Okay. Because Jesus cannot interrupt himself. Praise God. Young people, do you have skill? Do you have skill? Do you know what will cause you to shine? Your skill. Your skill. Your skill. Your skill. Your You say, this one, I can talk until tomorrow. I don't even want to talk. But this one, this is my heart. This one. So please come next week because I want to go into it a bit deeper. Your skill. Your skill. That's why we are always running for mutis. Because there's no skill. Your skill is your greatest muti, brother. Know the job. People will call you from Paris if you know the job. I have come to know something in this world. There are always jobs. Even in the poorest country, there are jobs. It is not the job that is the problem. It's who can do the job. When you can do the job, people, the money is never a problem. Proverbs 22, verse 29. We are closing with that. Proverbs 22, 29. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand in the presence of kings. He will not stand in the presence of unknown men. The people you are working for, are they known? Kings are known. You know, a month ago, I had a dream. Can I tell you the dream? I saw myself in a church somewhere. And just before I could start preaching, people made a way. And do you know who was coming inside the place where I was about to preach? Do you want to know who was coming in? The king of Swaziland. The king of Swaziland entered. He sat down. Then I started preaching. When I came out of that dream, I said, Shiba Galaba. Rapatu Kasika Tepalade. This is it. I take it. One day is one day. I will be speaking and kings will be listening. Who are kings? Kings are decision makers. People who matter will listen to you. Do you know that every king needs his hair done? Who does it? Do you know that every king needs food? Who cooks it? There's no small job. If you can grow in the job, you'll be amazed at who will ask for your services. You can be a chef and cook in the canteen. And you can be a chef and cook for the king. He's a chef. But your skill is high. I watched the movie The Butler. And The Butler, this guy, he serves presidents. Every president, he serves them. I said, my God. So any field, you can rise and become so great that when a president comes, he says, I want him. I don't want anything else. Bring him. He's the one. I want him. Your skill will cause you to take another step in the realms of life. If I were you, I will sharpen my skill. I will work harder. I will develop myself. If I were you, I would stop complaining and start working on myself. If I were you, I would stop complaining and start reading books and start asking questions and start getting close to people who are doing what I want to do. If I were you, I would stop accusing the government. I would work on my skill. Are you a cell leader? Can you develop your skill? Do you know why people are not coming to your cell? Do you know why people come this week and they don't come the next week? You lack skill. Build your skill. Become good at something. Become very good at it. Until everybody can point to you and say, that one, if you want the real thing, go to him. I'm working on my preaching skills. A day is coming where people will say, if you want proper preaching on Sunday morning, A, B, C. Here is taxi money, go. You will come and tell me. If you want power, A, B, C, go and listen. For example, how many of you are blessed you came this morning? That you are just blessed to be here and to hear this. I'm working on my skin. I wasn't preaching like this before. I work on it every day to improve myself. Work on your skill a little bit more. Don't drop now. I know you are into mining. Working more. Develop. There are higher dimensions. Why will you get stuck in one place? What is your skill? Are you good at it? Can you be recommended? If there are two of you, will they choose you? Are you good enough? I'm tired of celebrating metrics. It's not about metric now. It's about what happened after metric. Yeah. What you become when it's all said and done. Yeah. Skill. Father, help us. Inject new capacity. Because I believe nobody here is at the ceiling. We can rise higher. We can reach further. We can do more. There is more inside of me. If I can just stretch a little bit. The Bible says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. You shall spread out to the right and to the left. Where are you limiting yourself? Where are you saying, I'm a housewife? Who told you you are a housewife? Who lied to you that you are a housewife? Who told you that? Father, enlarge my capacity. Everybody on your feet, cry to the Father right now. He is the God of increase, and he can increase you this morning. He is the God of increase. What you have seen is not the end. There is far more that your life can still produce. But everything depends on your skill, your capacity to do a bit more. Are you ready to pray? At the count of three, we're going to say, Lord, enlarge my capacity. Lord, increase my capacity. Lord, I believe there is more about my life. 1, 2, 3. Begin to pray. Everybody in the building.